But someone might perhaps ask, if the gospel is to prevail and doesn't need words, so the cross won't be invalidated, why are miracles not performed now? Why not? Are you asking out of disbelief, not accepting that miracles were performed even during the times of the apostles, or are you genuinely curious? If it's out of disbelief, let me address that first. I would argue if miracles were not performed back then, how did the apostles, who were hunted, persecuted, fearful, imprisoned, considered worldwide enemies, exposed to ill treatment, and without any alluring factors, neither eloquence, spectacle, wealth, city, nation, family, profession, glory, nor anything like that, convince people with their message? In fact, everything was against them. Ignorance, lowliness, poverty, hatred, enmity. They were up against entire societies, and the message they were delivering was challenging and full of danger. Furthermore, the people they were trying to persuade were accustomed to luxury, drunkenness, and great wickedness. So tell me, how did they convince these people? What made them credible? As I've just mentioned, if they achieved conviction without miracles, then their achievement is even more impressive. Therefore, don't use the absence of miracles now as proof that they didn't exist back then. Because just as miracles were useful back then, they are no longer performed in the same way now.